Third was standing in South Down, and he was successful up against Margaret Ritchie, who lost her seat. Chris Hazard from Sinn Féin, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Congratulations, Chris, on being elected. The DUP have 10 MPs there across at Parliament. The Sinn Féin party, 7 MPs, but you're not going to be there at all.
Well, we'll be in Westminster and engage with the British government to engage with other parties, but you're right, we won't be taking our seats in Westminster. I think the nationalist electorate has spoken quite loudly and very, very sturdily. It has turned its back on Westminster representation. It's very clear in light of Brexit, and I was listening to what Gavin was speaking, and Gavin was suggesting this is somehow a new Tory-DUP partnership is somehow a good thing for local people. We've had a very regressive and regrettable Tory-DUP partnership for the last number of years on issues around legacy and, of course, Brexit. People will not have short memories and will remember that the DUP received a payment of approximately £500,000 to support the Tory Brexit, and this is what people have stood up for and against in this election. So I think there needs to be a step change when it comes to the British government and its approach to the North, and they have to realise that a British Secretary of State has to be above that sort of party politics that has, I think, poisoned the political process here for the last number of years.
But do you not think, Chris Hazard, people went into this election thinking Theresa May was going to win it by so much that it was really irrelevant what representation we had from Northern Ireland? And now there are some parts of Northern Ireland that won't have an MP at all representing them, and there isn't one nationalist in Northern Ireland who will be represented at Parliament at a crucial, critical time in a hung Parliament when it is so close and with Brexit the biggest issue.
Well, if you take my own constituency, one of the big things that was said to me in the doors was when it came to the abstention was we had a MP that didn't attend a single meeting of the Brexit Committee in Dublin over the last number of months. So abstention goes both ways. You know, we are honest Irish Republican abstentionists. It's been our policy for decades and it's going to be our policy going into the future also. The nationalist electorate has spoken very, very clearly here. They have turned their back on Westminster. Brexit is a huge threat and they want strong and dynamic leadership where it matters. And I heard again Gavin was talking about being able to do some sort of deal with the Tories around the border. It'll be up to the European Union. It'll be Dublin and Brussels that decide any sort of aspects when it comes to the Irish border. And again, that's why people have turned to the Sinn Féin in even bigger numbers, because at the end of the day, whenever Brexit happens, the only party in the North that will have a voice in Europe is Sinn Féin. And that was very, very strong. We were talking to people. People want a voice in Europe. People want a voice in Dublin. And they want that voice in London too. And Sinn Féin are the only party that can provide all three.
People were surprised by the success, for want of a better term, of Jeremy Corbyn. Certainly the progress that Jeremy Corbyn made in such a short space of time. And Jeremy Corbyn was always there in the darkest of times, taking it in the neck for Sinn Féin. And now when 7 votes across at Parliament could really help Jeremy Corbyn at some time in the future, you're not going to be there for him.
We're Irish Republicans. We're abstentionists. Again, I go back to the point. The electorate has spoken. If abstention was such a big problem and such a big issue for people, you know, we wouldn't have received the mandate that we did. I would not be sitting here today as a Sinn Féin MP for South Down if I didn't stand on abstention's policy. I am pretty sure Barry McIlduff and Paul Maskey and Michelle Gillen is exactly the same. We are elected because we are abstentionist MPs. It has always been that way and it is always going to be that way.
But do you not get the point I'm making that you're elected by people accepting your abstentionist policy, considering that Theresa May was going to be the outright winner? But now, when it is a hung parliament and everything is so close, and there's been there's absolutely been a shift in the political system in the rest of the United Kingdom, Sinn Féin's missing a trick.
Absolutely not. People know exactly what they're getting when they vote for Sinn Féin. That's why they vote for us in even bigger numbers. And this has been a fantastic election. I actually think that the abstentionist issue is dead and buried now. I think it's gone for the first time in maybe half a century. There now will be no Irish nationalist MPs sitting in Westminster. This is an entirely changed political dynamic. We're into a new era. We're into a new chapter when it comes to local politics.
Can that be good that Irish nationalists have no representation in Parliament?
Well, what has representation in Parliament ever achieved for the people of Ireland? Nothing. You talked earlier about being able to support votes. Our MPs, and this is why you know, I would certainly look at maybe why, well, some of the reasons why some of the MPs haven't been returned is because they haven't been able to point to a record of deliveries from sitting on the benches in Westminster. People are awake to the fact that it doesn't deliver anything. It hasn't stopped any of the austerity. It hasn't stopped Brexit. So the big representation is when it comes to having a voice in Dublin and when it comes to having a voice in Brussels. And that's what people have responded to. And at the end of the day, the people have had their say. The Sinn Féin vote is up in every single constituency. We've returned the three additional MPs. We must be getting something right, Frank.
Behind the scenes, when you have a private conversation with other members of Sinn Féin, do some of them not say, you know, if we were in there among them, we could do more than we are doing by just going over to sit in an office in London?
No, we wouldn't get elected, Frank. We're Irish Republicans. It was right in 1918 and 1919, and it's right in 2017. We will not be taking our seats in Westminster, and that's why people vote for us in such big numbers.
What's next in relation to the next week or so? I know you're having a meeting today, Sinn Féin, or a get-together today, but what's going to happen when we get down to the brass tacks of trying to sort out the logjam and the stalemate that is Stormont?
Well, we're going to be very focused in the next number of weeks and re-establishing the executive. You know, that's what people want. People want to see power in local hands. People want to see us taking the right decisions. Our talks team will be meeting later today, and we'll be back in place next week to re-engage in talks. The executive can be established very, very quickly. We're simply dealing here with the implementation of previous agreements. And I think if everybody gets around the table with that in mind, that we can have some success. But success is only going to come if people are approaching the table with wanting to build a local executive based on equality, respect and integrity. That's what local people demanded in March, and is what local people have demanded again yesterday.
And are you still making demands of the role of Arlene Foster in all of this?
Well, you know, Michelle O'Neill has been very clear here. There are big questions still to be answered when it comes to the RHI, when it comes to the way that the Irish language community, for example, have been treated. And people just simply were not willing to take it anymore. People said enough is enough, and they want the local government based on equality, based on respect. And that's a big, big challenge now for Arlene Foster to step up to that plate.
Yeah, but you're asking the most successful leader in local politics not to be part of the show.
Well, I'm asking the most successful leader, if you want to phrase it like that, to step up and to do the right thing. You know, we had a situation where Arlene could step aside for a TV debate last week, but wasn't prepared to step aside earlier in the year when it came to a situation like this. I think there's big pressure on Arlene to deliver a local assembly, and that's something that has to be to the fore over the next number of weeks.
There is a bit of a difference between a TV debate and going into negotiations.
Well, it's putting yourself, look what's happened to Theresa May. You have to put yourself in front of the people and speak to the people. And I think, you know, it wasn't just Sinn Féin that were calling for Arlene to step aside earlier in the year. It was every political party. But we will re-engage in these talks now. It's important that we get a deal for local people, and that's what we're intending to do.
Chris Hazard, thanks for coming on this morning. Thank you, thank you. That is the new MP for South Down, Chris Hazard from Sinn Féin. Your opinions are very welcome. 90 333 105 077 66 105 105.